The Secrets Tree, The Hounds of Penhallow Hall, Book 4, written by Holly Webb and read by Emily Wheaton.
There's the bell. Have a really nice half term, all of you, and enjoy Halloween. Don't forget to do your reading diary and maths worksheets. Miss Roberts smiled as the whole class groaned.
It's meant to be a holiday,
Lucy grumbled, and Polly nodded.
I know. It's just wrong giving us homework over half term.
I'll have to take it all to London with me, I suppose, Lucy sighed. Bet I have to take something out of my bag just to fit it in.
I'm going to miss you, Polly said, as she stuffed her homework diary into her backpack. I mean, I'm sure you'll have a great time with your dad, but it'll be weird not having you around. And you know who else is going to miss you? She added. Skip, I hope your gran bought him some special dog treats.
Lucy laughed.
Yes, she did. And a new rope toy. He'll be okay. Sometimes I think Gran loves him even more than I do. He'll be spoiled by the time I get back.
She glanced at her watch.
I better go. I have to catch a train from Pembridge with Mum, and we haven't got much time to get there.
The two girls grabbed their bags and coats and then hurried out into the playground.
Oh, look!
Polly pointed over to the gate.
Your Mum and your Gran and Skip! They brought him,
Lucy said excitedly, starting to run.
We thought you'd like to walk home with him,
Lucy's mum said, giving her a hug as the two girls rushed up.
He looks so beautiful now, with his proper collar and his fur so clean and brushed,
Polly said admiringly. Skip was a stray dog that Polly and Lucy had found in the grounds of Penhallow Hall, and he had been adopted as one of the Penhallow dogs, sharing their magical bond. Now Skip lived with Lucy, and he clearly adored her. His tail was wagging so fast that Polly could hardly see it, and he was whining with excitement.
Sorry, Polly, Lucy's mum said. We'd better hurry back. We've got to get to the station. Maybe your mum will let you come for tea the week after half term.
Or a sleepover,
Lucy asked pleadingly, looking between her mum and her gran.
Maybe,
her gran smiled.
Bye, Polly. I should think you'll have a busy week too, won't you? I saw an article in the local paper about all the nice things happening up at the hall.
Have a good time with your dad,
Polly called after Lucy, as the three of them hurried off down the lane.
I will! Send me a photo of your Halloween outfit,
Lucy yelled, waving.
See you back at school!
Polly sighed a little. It would have been fun to have had Lucy around over half term, but now that her dad lived in London, Lucy spent some of the holidays with him. She was going to be away for the whole week, so they couldn't even do anything together for Halloween, which was the Saturday before they went back.